Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, we may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube, where they don't include the audio ads, although YouTube may provide their own ads on their platform. Alternatively, you can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. To those of you who are already supporting us, we extend our heartfelt thanks. Your contributions make it possible for us to continue doing what we love. And as a final note, I did want to mention one last thing. If you are paying for a service, let's say like Audible, and you're listening to this show on that site, they do not provide any financial or monetary means to this podcast. We provide it to them as a way for you to be able to listen, but they don't help us in any way. So again, thank you to everybody who is already supporting, and those of you who want to support us in the future, I deeply appreciate it. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Gunsmoke. Original air date is December 29th, 1957, and the title is Where'd They Go? Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. William Conrad, the story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
Stop in at the Long Branch for a minute, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, might as well, Chester. There won't be much doing around town tonight.
So I do hope they got a rip-snorting fire going.
Yeah, that wind's got a nip to it, all right.
And it's going to blow up worse for a morning, too.
Looks like it.
I thought Doc might be here, but I don't see him no place.
Oh, Matt.
Yes,
sir. Hello,
Miss Kitty.
You want to go over to the stove, like warm?
Yeah, it feels warm right here, Kitty, after that wind outside.
Goes right through you, doesn't it?
So I think I'll reach on over by the stove, Mr. Dillon. Might be some kind-hearted stranger who'll buy me a beer.
Justin never gives up hope, does he? Sit down, Kitty. See if you're not too busy.
Yeah, thanks, man. Don't you believe in kind-hearted strangers?
Not since I was 9 years old.
Mysterious a lot.
I was kind of slow growing up. You like a beer?
If you'll let a kind-hearted stranger buy it.
Well, I wouldn't exactly call you a stranger, Kitty.
Well, you'll have to admit I'm kind-hearted, but... Sam, a couple of beers.
All right, Mr.
You think a real bad storm's coming up, Matt?
Yeah, it's that time of year.
I remember the blizzard last year around Christmas time.
Oh, yeah. That was a rough one, all right, wasn't it?
Matt, things would be rough this time of year, even if the weather weren't bad.
Oh? What's that mean?
Oh, A holiday season. Families getting together and all. Just ordinary, decent, good times.
Yeah. Do people still live that way, Kitty?
Not many out here. I sure don't.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. This time of year, I was thinking too much and remembering too much.
Well, that's no good, Kitty. This is a hard town and a hard country. You go soft and they'll kill you.
I remember nights you come in here after you had to kill a man. Nights you stayed till sunup, not talking, alone mostly, and dying a dozen deaths inside.
You know something, you're as sentimental as Chester.
Come on.
I've been robbed, Marshal. Held up right in my own store.
Well, how'd it happen, Mr. Jones?
A fella come right in after closing time, bandana over his face, stuck a gun in my stomach, and took everything to the cash drawer. $68.
It sure took you long enough to get around telling me about it.
Yeah, he tied me up, left me there in the back room. I just now got loose. You got to go after him, Marshal.
That's kind of a tall order, isn't it, trailing a five-hour head start?
Well, that don't matter now, because I know who he is.
Oh, I thought you said you couldn't see his face.
And I couldn't, but I could tell by his voice and his walk and everything about him. It was Clint Doty.
Clint Doty?
Yeah, he's the homesteader up the river.
Yeah, I know him. I can't believe Clint's the kind who'd do a thing like that.
Well, it was him, all right. I'm 100% certain.
Well, all right, we'll ride out in the morning and bring him in.
In the morning?
Well, if it was him, he'd be there.
Oh, but Marshal...
Look, Jonas, I'm not going to ride 12 miles up that river bottom at midnight with a blizzard coming up for $68. No, we'll leave in the morning at sunup.
He must have heard us riding up, Mr. Jonas.
Yeah, you'd think so.
Suppose he's got a hole up in the house and just try to shoot it out?
I don't think Doty's the type, Chester.
Well, nobody didn't think he was the type to hold up Mr. Jonas, either.
Well, morning, Marshal. Chester.
Doty.
How are you, Doty?
Come on in and sit. I got some coffee on the stove.
Oh, we might warm our hands a little bit. Come on, Chester.
Chester.
I reckon Medora can rustle up some eggs inside me if you ain't at.
Oh, thanks, Doty, but we had breakfast before we left Dodge.
And you can get warm at least. Hey, what you trying to do, Marshal? Blow up a storm?
That looks that way.
It's been snowing since daybreak out here in the river bottoms. And with that wind blowing, it's going to start drifting.
It probably will.
Well, I'll heat this coffee up a little. What brings you out this way, Marshal?
You, Doty?
Me? What do you mean?
We're here to arrest you. Take you back in.
What for?
Armed robbery.
Armed robbery? You mean that hold up at the general store?
That news seems to travel fast, doesn't it? How'd you know about it?
Well,
what's all the ass about armed robbery?
Oh, you know my wife again.
Yeah, sure. How are you, Madam?
Good morning, man.
Did I hear you accusing Clint of robbery, Marshal?
That's more a matter of Wilbur Jonas accusing him, man.
When did this happen, Marshal?
Yesterday evening, around 7 o'clock.
Clint hasn't been away from this place for 2 days.
Yeah, no, Medora.
A wife's word might not stand for much under the circumstances, Medora.
Are you calling me a liar?
No, Medora, stop that. There's people seeing me in town yesterday evening.
And Wilbur Jonas claims he's one of them.
Well, the way I heard it, the fellow that held him up was wearing a mask.
He says he recognized your voice.
Well, Jonas could recognize sour apples if he had a mouth full of them.
Well, I guess that'd be something for the judge to decide, ma'am.
Then you're going to take me into jail?
Unless you can prove you were somewhere else at 7 o'clock last night.
Well, that might be kind of hard to do, Marshal.
And then we better get started. We've got a hard ride ahead of us.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I can't go off and leave Medora like this with a storm coming on.
Well, maybe one of the neighbors could come over and stay with her.
There's none closer than 5 miles, Marshal, and they all got plenty of troubles of their own this time of year.
I ain't even got enough firewood to split it up to last her more than a day and a half. I was aiming to get some laid in today.
I'm sure she's made out before.
Oh, well, maybe so, but not in her condition.
Clint!
Condition? What are you talking about?
Well, she's going to have a baby, Marshal.
Oh, for the love of...
It's mighty hard on a woman having her man took off to jail and not even wood in the house to keep warm.
Now, look, Dorothy.
You know, it wouldn't take no time at all if the three of us were to pitch in together.
All right, Dorothy, let's get at it.
That needs sharpening again, Mr. Dillon. It ain't too good a steel. The marshal got the best of it.
You couldn't prove it by me.
Well, this one sure don't hold its edge none. Why, here, Chester, let me touch it up with a stone.
My gracious, that edge is mighty cheesy. If you ask me, we've already chopped enough wood to last through this winter and half of that. Stop that, don't he?
That stove eats it up pretty fast.
Chester's right, Dotty. We've chopped enough.
Well, she's got to use some of it to cook with, too, you know.
Enough here to last so she can make other arrangements. Now, let's pack it into the shed and head back for town before that snow gets any worse.
Well, whatever you say, Marshal.
Yes, sir. You, Mrs. Phil, I'll take along some vittles. I got some nice hot stew ready.
Did you say vittles?
Now, we got to get started, Medora. It's getting late.
Oh, it won't do no harm to eat first. It'll make the trail shorter, Marshal.
Well.
My! Just look at all that. Firewood, but I'm right obliged to you, man.
You're welcome, Medora.
I reckon I'll need every stick of it, too, with this wind driving the snow in through the north wall of the cabin.
God dang it, I clean forgot.
Forgot what?
The chinking.
The chicken?
No, the chinking. The chinkings all fell out of the north wall of the house. I was aiming to fix it today. I got a lot of bark slabs cut laying out back to the barn.
Now, look, Dodie.
Oh, it's mighty hard on a woman in Medora's condition with the snow and the sleet blowing in on her.
Dodie, would it be all right if we eat first?
Does the job down at this end.
Yeah, I'm just about through here, too.
You know, that ain't a bad piece of work if I do say so myself.
Oh, sir, a carpenter couldn't have done one bit better.
Yeah, that ought to keep the wind out.
Oh, that looks fine, Marshal, just fine. I'm mighty obliged to you, man.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, I know you got your duty to do. You got to take me in, and I want you to know there's no hard feelings about it.
Oh, sure, Dolly.
And I appreciate the way you both been so decent. Help me get things in shape so Medora will be all right here alone. Oh, it ain't many lawmen that take the trouble.
Well, she's got enough problems without making it worse for her. Well, let's put the tools away and get started. It's going to be dark before we get to Dodge.
Sir, you sure are right about her having plenty of problems, Marshal, in her condition and all. And now the cattle gone.
Cattle gone?
Oh, of course, we only had about 20 head, but with me going to prison, maybe it's been enough to see her through, her and the little one.
What do you mean, the cattle gone?
Oh, I had them there in the meadow back of the corral, letting them pick clean what pasture was left. Guess they drifted off. Last
Well, of course they drifted off. When that storm hit, they turned tail and moved along with the wind. Cattle always do that.
Well, I guess it don't matter much, though. Medora couldn't take care of them nohow, not in her condition.
Well, she could if you'd hold them in the corral there next to the barn. All she'd have to do is push the hay out of the loft door.
I reckon they drifted down south there about 3 miles and come up against the bluff. Oh, they'll probably mill around and freeze to death there. Storm keeps up.
About 3 miles, huh?
Mm-hmm. I was aiming to go after him, but of course, one man alone wouldn't have had much chance.
All right, Dodie, come on. Let's go find your cattle.
Come on in there!
Let's get in there!
the meanest, crankiest, orniest bunch of cattle I ever seen in all my born days.
Storm's really got them spooked.
You know, that turned out to be more of a chore than I thought, Marshal.
Yeah, it sure did.
I just don't know how I'd have managed without you fellas helping. We're mighty grateful to you, me and Medora both.
Well, we couldn't let the cattle freeze.
Well, if you'll wait now till I put these lanterns in the barn, we can leave any time you say. Oh, unless, of course, you'd like some hot coffee first.
Dodie, it's dark now. You know as well as I do we're not going to ride back to Dodge tonight.
Well, say, in that case, maybe you wouldn't mind helping me kill and dress a couple of dozen hens.
Couple dozen hens?
Yeah, hang them up under the eaves to freeze.
Oh, my gracious!
Chicken broth, mighty good for a woman in Medora's
place. Look, Dodie, we've already chopped your wood, fixed your house, and rounded up your cattle.
Oh, you've been mighty deep.
All right. All right, we'll help you dress your chickens. We'll make soap for you, salt down the pork, preserve eggs, anything you say up until midnight. Then I'm going to get some sleep. And at sunup, we're going to ride into Dodge, and you're going to jail. Come on, wake up.
What's the matter, Mr. Dillon?
You told me you're the one who's supposed to be on guard.
Huh? Why, it's after daylight. I must doze off for a second.
You'll meet a couple of hours, don't you?
When Dodie, did he get away?
No, he's in there. I just woke him up.
Oh, well, I kind of figured he wasn't going nowhere in that storm.
What storm?
Why, it's over.
It died out during the night. You better get yourself collected, Chester. We're heading for Dodge.
My, just look at that sun on the snow with you. Now, turn out some of them boots had out of swarthy. Oh!
What's the matter?
Oh, Mr. Dillon, I'm so lame, I don't even know if I can stand up straight.
Well, keep trying.
I swear I'm going to have to be spoon-fed for a month. I ain't never worked so hard in all my life.
Hello? Anybody home?
Somebody outside.
Yeah. Golly, it's dark.
Dark?
Well, come on in, you old reprobate.
I'm coming to tying up my horse and buggy.
Well, I wonder what he's doing out this way.
Seeing a patient, I guess. He must have left town awful early.
Hey, did somebody ride up?
Yeah, it's dark. You about ready to leave, Billy?
Oh, there's still a mind to take.
Nothing's changed.
Well, Matt. Yes, sir. This is where I've been hiding out.
How are you, Doc?
Good morning, Clint.
Morning, Doc.
Got any coffee?
Oh, I have some in two shakes, Doc. Medora!
Yes, Clint?
Will you come out and fix some coffee?
Yes, ma'am.
What are you doing out here this time of morning, Doc?
Oh, the Murdoch baby was acting up. Touched the croup, so I spent the night there. Thought I'd just drop over and say hello to the Dodies, as long as I was this close.
You could have done that in town. I'm taking him in.
You're taking him in? Well, for what?
Robbing Jonah Stendel's store night before last.
Robbing the... Now, where'd you get that idea?
Jonas claims he recognized him.
Wilbur Jonas hasn't got the sense the good Lord gave a gopher. Matt, they caught the fella who'd done that.
What?
That's right. There was some grifter riding through town. He threw a lot of money into a poker game, and the boys got kind of suspicious. And he finally admitted the whole thing. So they borrowed a jail key from Judge Bent and lock him up until you get back. Well, Clint, didn't you tell him?
Well, I...
Tell me
Clint,
what?
Clint, he couldn't have done it, Matt. He was playing poker at the time with me and Mark Grimmick in the back room of the livery stable.
Dodie.
No, Marshal, I didn't lie to you. You asked me if I could prove where I was. I didn't know Doc's word was actual proof.
Clint, Dodie... He done that deliberate, Mr. Dillon, letting us think he was guilty just to get us to do all that work for him.
And I suppose the story about your wife having a baby.
Oh, that's the gospel truth, Mark.
Well, it sure is, Matt. I'll vouch for that. Let me see now. It's about another 6 months. Around the 1st of July.
First of July?
Yes.
I didn't say when, Marshal. And you didn't ask me.
Ain't she gonna wish us well?
The 1st of July. Oh, help me, Dodie, for 2 cents.
Oh, we might even name him after you, Marshal, if we can't think of nothing else.
Oh, help. All right. All right, Dodie. Now, how about some of that coffee, huh?
And directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. The story was specially written for Gunsmoke by Les Crutchfield, with editorial supervision by John Meston. Featured in the cast were Joseph Kearns, Virginia Gregg, and Ralph Moody. Harley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. This is George Walsh inviting you to join us again next week for another story on Gunsmoke.
Get the complete news first on the CBS radio network.
CBS Chicago, the 780 spot in your dial, WBBM.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to otrwesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to otrwesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.